This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I feel like our last guest gave us a really good segue into our next guest, because we were just talking with Baylen Trujillo, who is quarterback's coach for Darion Coleman. And he also mentioned Larry Miles, receiver at the same high school as Darion Jones in Orlando, as, you know, another guy Miami should really go after. Darion's already committed. And it just so happens that Darion Coleman and Larry Miles are both going to be visiting Miami practice on Friday. And the reason why I know that is I was just at CanesCounty.com, and our next guest, Marcus Benjamin, publisher at Canes County, he published this full list of at least the ones we know about so far, recruiting visitors for Friday. So Marcus Benjamin, thank you so much for keeping me and everyone on top of all this stuff, as it seems like Friday is going to be a big day for visits at the U.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for having me on, Alex. Absolutely. A big day for Miami Hurricanes recruiting. And I think they have a great opportunity to make a great impression on several top talents, including a lot from the local program, Chaminade Madonna, which historically has produced plenty of talent over the years. So it should be a big day for the Canes staff tomorrow.
Hey, let's talk about a couple of those top Chaminade players who are going to be visiting. You know, I talk a lot on Locked On Canes about Derek Cooper, running back, really an athlete, but running back is probably the spot he's going to play, who's a five-star on Rivals. Receiver Jason Lopez, who's a four-star. Where do you think Miami stands with these guys? Especially, I guess, let's start with Derek Cooper, because, you know, I had a conversation earlier today, Marcus, with our mutual friend, Brian Smith, who's the, I call him the recruiting overlord on the Locked On podcast network. And he seems to think Georgia is probably leading for Cooper, but Miami probably in second. Do you see it the same way? I mean, obviously Miami's got the backyard advantage with Cooper.
Yeah, I think Miami is a close second right now to Georgia as well. I think Miami is in a great spot, and I think Miami will continue to push for the five-star. He's an outstanding talent who can actually play both ways and wouldn't mind playing both ways on the college level. Plays both safety and running back at an elite level, in my opinion. So Miami's going to do its best to kind of keep that type of talent home. But this is a kid that actually did commit to Georgia for momentarily and then decommitted. So obviously he does have a liking to the Bulldogs, and Georgia obviously a team that has been successful on the field. So Cooper obviously sees that and is building relationships with the coaches on that staff. But Miami is a player that you can never count out. You can never count out Cristobal and this staff, and Miami has produced plenty of talent in the NFL Combine that, you know, just occurred about a few weeks ago, actually, including a running back, Damian Martinez. So I'm sure, you know, Cooper sees that, and he sees how he could be developed at Miami and stay home. So I'm pretty sure that's going to be the pitch for the Hurricanes going into tomorrow.
Tell us about Chaminade receiver Jason Lopez. Talk about him as a player and where you think Miami stands with him.
Yeah, I think Miami's in a great spot for Jason Lopez. I think this is a guy who is a very crafty receiver, reminds a lot of people of Xavier Restrepo. He's a guy who can catch the ball in tight spaces and also can get yards after catch, much like Xavier Restrepo. I think Miami's been trying to think of who could be the next X for Miami. And I think Jason Lopez could very well be that guy. I could argue that he's probably a little bit more talented than what Restrepo was at this time in his high school career. And that's saying a whole lot, because Restrepo was a two-way player himself. He played defensive back in high school as well. So to say that about this talent and Jason Lopez is really saying a lot. And I think Miami has a really good shot here. I think Miami has been building a relationship with him. Kevin Beard has been essential in his recruitment thus far, and they're building a relationship, the wide receivers coach for Miami. So I think if you had to ask me if Miami is going to land Jason Lopez, I would say yes, just because they've been out in front in his recruitment. And I think, you know, Lopez kind of sees that loyalty and will want to stay home if that is the best option for him.
We are joined here by Marcus Benjamin, publisher at CanesCounty.com. That's the Miami Rivals affiliate. He does an awesome job, and Rivals does a really good job in general. But let's go from recruiting to present Miami Hurricanes, because Marcus, you and I have both been out there first two practices of spring football. They had their first session on Monday. They had their second session Wednesday. They're going to have another one coming up on Friday. But as far as, you know, what we've seen so far, Marcus, let's start, since we were just talking about a receiver. What have you seen so far from Miami's receivers, and who has stood out to you so far in these first two spring practices?
I tell you what, JoJo Trader has definitely kind of stood out to me. He has seemed to get a little bit faster, a little bit stronger, and that's saying a lot from a guy who was really highly touted in high school, played alongside, of course, Jeremiah Smith, who has been really successful with the national champion Ohio State Buckeyes. JoJo was right there with JJ when he was in high school, making play after play. So not surprised to really see him flash in spring practice. I think he is going to be a big impact player for the Miami Hurricanes this fall. So watch out for him at receiver. And I liked what I seen from the freshman, Malachi Toney. Malachi Toney, another crafty route runner, can get you that those yards after catch as well. He's really like sneaky explosive, Toney is. And this is a guy who played quarterback for American Heritage in the state championship game and almost was perfect throwing the football doing so. That really kind of tells you right there just what kind of athlete he is. So just for him to make an impact already is really saying a lot. I also liked what I saw from Ray Ray as well. I feel like he's a little bit more explosive from what we've seen in the past. And I think Dalen Upshaw was the other receiver to me that was consistently making plays in spring. So I think this is a really talented wide receiver room, and we haven't even seen CJ Daniels yet, the transfer from LSU, added to the mix just yet. So I'm excited to see what this wide receiver room can do for the rest of this spring and this season.
I agree on Upshaw, by the way. He looked especially good to me on Wednesday, I thought. Let's move to tight end as we're joined here by Marcus Benjamin. You know, despite all of what Miami lost from last year, I mean, Elijah Arroyo is about to be probably an early NFL draft pick. You know, Miami lost Cam McCormick, who finally ran out of eligibility, but he had a really impactful year last year. They also lost Riley Williams, who transferred back closer to home, Pacific Northwest kid. He transferred to Oregon State. So Miami lost a lot at tight end, but I still feel really good about that position group, Marcus. I mean, what do you expect from the tight end room this year?
When you talk about the tight end room, you got to start with Elijah Lofton. I mean, Elijah Lofton is a guy who is super athletic coming out of high school of Bishop Gorman, who is a perennial contender on the high school gridiron. This guy kind of showed you what he could do last year. He lined up at H-back and running back during the spring of last year. So I expect him to be a really a threat offensively for Miami. So just because you can line him up in so many different ways and he can be utilized in a lot of different packages. So I'm excited to see what he can do. The other tight end that really kind of stood out for me in spring so far is Brock Schott. And this is a freshman, you know, from the Midwest who is super athletic, can get up the field in the hurry and has great hands as well. Haven't really seen too much of him kind of blocking yet. So we'll see like how he kind of progresses during the spring when it comes to blocking, because when it comes to freshman tight end, that's kind of the thing that you really kind of worry about. Can they block on the college level? So that's kind of yet to be seen for me, but athletically you just kind of see it. He has it. He can be the next Elijah Arroyo in my opinion. So excited to see what he can do for the rest of the spring. And then the other freshman as well, Luca Gilbert, looked good as well. I mean, you and I saw him together, Dono, and you know, thought he was a tall drink of water, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I said. Tall drink of water. Those are my words.
Right, exactly. And I couldn't agree with you more about that. So he's going to be a guy I think that's going to make an impact as well, just because of his size. He's just physically imposing. So he's going to be a mismatch for, you know, some smaller defensive backs and linebackers.
You know, the area we all know, you know, Miami needs to improve from last year. I mean, overall defense, specifically defensive backfield. But let's talk big picture on defense, because Miami's got a new coordinator. And, you know, we're here with Marcus Benjamin, and Miami's new defense coordinator, Corey Heatherman, addressed the media yesterday in after practice. What are your takeaways so far on Heatherman, and how do you think Miami's defense is going to be different from last season?
I tell you what, his personality seems a little bit Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde to me, because when you see him on the field, he's very rah-rah, kind of in your face and just, you know, very direct, you know, as most coaches are, and just really loud. He just kind of commands the room or the players that he's talking to and kind of demanding that respect. But when you see him or tried to hear him in the press conference, it was more like he's very subtle and very, you know, almost soft spoken.
If I can interrupt you for a second. Yeah. When we were in the media scrum yesterday, you know, I'm filming him from my iPhone from like 6 feet away, and I was worried I wouldn't be able to hear him on the playback because he was talking so quiet.
Yeah. I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, I'm not going to get any audio at all on my camera from this guy, but it was loud enough where you could hear what he says. And, you know, I'm excited to see what he's going to do with this linebacker group, because obviously that's his focus. Miami does not have a specific linebackers coach solely for the position. So he is the guy who is going to be coaching up those linebackers. And Wesley Bissaint and Popo seem like they are out in front for, as far as playing time is concerned. So I'm interested to see like how he can develop those guys to an even higher level. Obviously Wesley is the veteran in the room, and Popo is a player that could be even better than Wesley, you know, just based on what we've seen so far from him. So I'm excited to see what Hederman will do with those linebackers this spring.
Now, in the defensive backfield, Marcus, there's a ton of new players there, transfers, and some young guys as well who have, and actually a couple of the young guys have gotten my attention, like Amari Wallace had some good plays yesterday, Chris Ewald, you know, second-year guy Dylan Day had an interception yesterday. Talk about some of, not only the young players that are, you know, either returning or true freshmen, but all the transfers Miami's brought in. Who's gotten your attention so far?
Well, the player that really kind of stands out is Xavier Lucas. I mean, physically, he just looks the part, you know, like as we say in the industry, he just looks pretty, you know, when it comes to a defensive back and kind of how they look and how they should look. He definitely looks the part. He's got great balance. You know, that's what I really kind of loved from him just coming out of high school. He just has great balance when he's covering receivers. He never seems out of place, and he has great recovery speed as well. I think he made a great play, a couple of great plays where he kind of recovered from being out of position. So I'm really excited to see what he is going to do, coupled with OJ Frederick. Those guys trained together during their high school days, so they're very familiar with each other. And I think their production is going to be monumentally increased from last season. I think these guys are just going to continue to grow, continue to develop, especially under basically two defensive backs coaches that you have now in Zach Etheridge and Will Harris, who have great resumes when it comes to development. So I'm really excited to see those two guys as far as the boundary of corners are concerned. That's what I assume that they will play. But the other big surprise for me, I think, is Chris Ewald, who's a, you know, true freshman. I mean, was basically just in high school not too long ago. And he seems like he could be starting at safety, you know, like just, I'm not saying he will start at safety, but like he has the talent to start at safety from what I've seen in the spring. I think he's really kind of stood out. Mario Cristobal said himself that he's just been outstanding. So I think he has a legit chance to compete for that safety position, because we saw him practicing with the safeties and traditionally he was a cornerback at Chaminade Madonna. So that was probably the most interesting thing that I've seen amongst the defensive backs, to see Chris Ewald, who led some of the drills as well in spring, in the two spring practices that we saw. So really impressed by Ewald. I think Poizer has a chance to get some playing time as well. Zachariah Poizer, the transfer from Jacksonville State, I think he has a chance to really get some playing time. And also Charles Brantley as well. I really think he has a really good chance to get some playing time as well. Interested to really kind of watch them develop during spring. Those guys to me were the guys that really kind of stood out. And you also mentioned Amari Wallace as well. I mean, this is a guy who's coming off of a devastating injury last season. Really kind of, he didn't play his senior year, which is sad, you know, for him. But he seemed to have recovered very quickly. He's already filled out his body, it seems. You know, I actually had a chance to speak to him briefly at the Battle Miami tournament. And he said, yeah, he's just been, you know, working on his body, and he was excited to get started with spring. And from what we've saw so far, I mean, he's definitely living up to the expectations of being a four-star prospect coming out of Miami Central. He's got great instincts as a football player, so I'm really excited to kind of see what he does this spring and how he develops.
That's a great rundown there from Marcus Benjamin. You can check out his site, and I also have the privilege of doing some writing on the site as well, and I appreciate Marcus giving me that platform at canescounty.com. Marcus, thank you so much for taking the time, and I'm sure I'll see you at an upcoming practice, and we'll chop it up again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Great stuff as always.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.